Eagle 98.1, The Rock Station, Michelle Southern, Southern Rock. I am very excited to be on the phone right now with Warren Haynes, of course, of Allman Brothers fame, founding member of Government Mule, lead singer with the magical voice, and probably one of the most exciting interviews I've ever done. Warren, hey, how you doing?
Doing wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm good. So we are chatting today in support of Government Mule's show at the Raising Cane's River Center on Wednesday night, and also your brand new album, Peace Like a River. But first, Warren, I just want to say you're like the Energizer Bunny. You just keep going and going and going. I mean, one project after another. Do you ever get tired?
Oh, sure. But, you know, I'm grateful to do what I love, and especially after all the COVID madness, you know, we missed so much work that everybody's super excited to be back to work and feels great.
Yeah, well, I've probably seen Government Mule more than 50 times myself. I'm one of those.
Wow.
I used to travel with Widespread Panic in the early, I guess, to mid 2000s, and love to hit up your shows, of course, when Dave Schools was with you. And I know that you still have that jam band fan base that does follow you night after night.
Yeah, it's so great that people keep coming. You know, I meet people that say, oh, tonight's my 37th show or my 117th show or something. It's just, it's really cool because, you know, we play a different show every night. So people, when they come back, they don't know what they're going to get. And it's fun for us, and it's fun for the repeat offenders.
Yeah. Yeah. Taking that page out of, you know, the Grateful Dead and Panic. You know, I used to have back in the BNP days when we did blanks and postage, when folks would record your shows and we would send off blank CDs. But you do still let fans record your shows, right?
We do. We still have a taper section. People can come and set up their gear and record the shows and obviously trade them if no money exchanges hands. But, you know, that kind of concept went away a long time ago. Nobody makes money off bootlegs anymore. So it's very harmless and is only positive, you know.
Yeah, and it's fun to listen to and, you know, kind of relive those shows that you've seen.
But we also have MuleTracks.com where people can download any show that we've done since 2004, and we offer those recordings ourselves, and they're very high quality recordings. So if anybody heard about a show that they hate to have missed, or if they saw a show and go, oh, I'd love to have a copy of that, then they could get it from us.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm well aware of that one too. Well, to of course, right? Well, let's shift gears a little bit and talk about your latest album, Peace Like a River. I know it was a part of a massive session that y'all did, as you mentioned earlier, during the pandemic.
Yeah, we recorded two albums at the same time, one of which was Heavy Load Blues, which came out over a year ago, and Peace Like a River, which just came out in June. They were recorded simultaneously in two different rooms in the same building. And it's not something that I would recommend under normal circumstances, but during lockdown, it was the perfect way to kind of be creative and keep from going nuts. And, you know, I had written so much material that I was just dying to record as much as possible. So it really worked out great.
Well, tell us about some of the tracks on it. I see that there are lots of guest appearances on it, and I guess I would call it an album that goes pretty deep.
There's a lot of different influences, a lot of different styles under the umbrella of rock music, I guess, but we had Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top join us on a song called Shake Our Way Out. We had Ivan Neville and Ruthie Foster join us on a song that's been getting a lot of radio play called Dreaming Out Loud. Salise Henderson, who is a great guitar player, singer from the younger generation, did a fantastic job on a song called Just Across the River. And our old friend Billy Bob Thornton appeared on a song called The River Only Flows One Way. And it was the first time I had written a song where I felt like the verses should be talked instead of sung. And he has one of those voices that just draws you in like some spooky narrator. So I asked him to be part of that, and he did a fantastic job.
Yeah. And it's a fantastic album. Like you said, it came out in June. It's available now. And you, I know that you guys have been touring nonstop. Do you want to talk about the Dark Side of the Mule tour and tell us what that was all about?
Sure. We our last Dark Side of the Mule show is this coming Saturday in St. Augustine, and it'll be the last time that we ever do that. What we call Dark Side of the Mule originated at a Halloween show in 2008. A lot of bands like us and Phish and Widespread Panic and Humphreys McGee and stuff do thematic Halloween shows where we do something crazy. Mm-hmm. And in 2008, we did a set of Pink Floyd with a laser show, and the fans kind of flipped out and kind of demanded that we do it again. So we did it a few more times. And then this year, we had thought we had retired it, but since it's the 50th anniversary of Pink Floyd Dark Side of the Moon, we decided to pull it out and do it one last time. So we actually did more Dark Side shows this year than we've ever done. And it's fantastic. It's the band becomes an 8-piece band instead of a 4-piece band. We have two female singers that one of which toured with Pink Floyd. We have Ron Holloway on saxophone, Jackie Green on additional guitar keys and vocals, and this amazing laser show and production. And it just gives us a chance to do something different. We do about 90 minutes or 2 hours sometimes of Pink Floyd music. And it's been bittersweet. You know, I really love doing it, but I never thought we would do it this many times. But I hate to see it go.
Yeah, but it keeps it exclusive, you know, that you're not doing it anymore. It's that rarity to it that we love as jam band fans.
Yeah, and I never thought that I would enjoy doing somebody else's music other than like the one special occasion, you know. But that music is so fun to play and the audience connects with it so much. And it's a huge record for all of us, mm-hmm. you know, so the fact that it's turned 50 is amazing. But what we do is not the album, so to speak. We do most of that album, but we also do a bunch of other Pink Floyd stuff. We just kind of do whatever we want.
Warren Haynes, Government Mule, coming to Baton Rouge on Wednesday night.
With a normal mule show.
A normal, yes. This is the normal mule show. It's the piece like a river tour, but I definitely wanted to touch on the Dark Side of the Mule tour. I mean, that's your classic bust out that just kind of took on a life of its own.
Yeah.
But still, obviously, in for a treat on Wednesday. And Warren, it's been a pleasure. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
No, you know, it's just been too long since we played Baton Rouge, so we're excited and looking forward to doing quite a bit of the new material, but also just a bunch of stuff from Government Mule through the years.
Well, Warren, I appreciate you so much for spending some time with us on Eagle today, and we look very much forward to seeing you guys on Wednesday.
Thanks, Michelle. Nice talking to you.